It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Is there anything you want to tell me, mate?
Anything I want to tell you?
Yeah, I mean, you asked the same of me. Yeah.
You're great and you deserve the world.
Okay, that sounds like a compliment sandwich. And you know what happens with a compliment sandwich. Where's the beef?
There's a little turd in between.
Where's the beef?
There's a little nugget. No, there's no beef. No beef at all.
I just say this because yesterday you brought to the table, you came at me. Not came at me. That sounds a bit harsh.
No, it had just been brought to my attention.
It had been brought to your attention that apparently I was on Sportsbet.
Yeah.
Very randomly. Because there's a show up the road.
Let's just name it. Let's just say Jason PJ on Kiss, who are probably on air right now, and technically we're in competition with us, but they're up in Melbourne, and so PJ's wrapping things up in the middle of the year.
Which is so sad because they're such a great show.
Yes, they are. They are, and both wonderful people too. I'm on record to show that they are both lovely, and we just wish all the happiness in the world.
Yeah, of course. And somehow Sportsbet, they've got up a list of replacements
possible
for PJ.
Yeah, and you can bet on it.
You can bet on it.
Yeah.
Right? And I thought it was a joke. My friend sent me a picture with my name amongst the lists of absolute superstars.
Yeah, so I can only see kind of half of the list at the moment, but there's You've dropped.
You were
a $10 chance tied with Joe Stanley yesterday. Yeah. You're now an $18 chance.
Yeah, but that's all right. I'm in between Michelle Laurie and Zan Rowe, and what a place to be.
Yeah.
Right? Now, yesterday, they suspended betting for a little while.
Did they?
Yes, because I couldn't go up and I was just constantly just kept having a look at it, seeing how great it was. But then when I had a look back, I realised, you can scroll. They've added a few more horses to this race.
Right, so Jane Kennedy's in there at $34. Jackie O's a $46 chance.
Yeah.
I know Kyle Sandilands was a chance as well, but like $64.
Yeah, $51.
Oh, was it Alan Jones that was $60-something?
Alan Jones, $67, right? Mm. So Richard Wilkins, Richard Mercer and Kyle Sandilands, all the same.
Yeah.
$51. Oh, but wait, what's this? What's this? Tom Lewis, $26. What is going on?
I don't know. This is some sort of stitch up. How are we on this list?
I have no idea, but I love it. And it's so funny because it's just like, imagine people reading this list, having a bet and being like, yeah, no, Kate Langbrook saying it sounds good. Oh, yeah. Hamish and Andy, yeah, love those guys. Oh, Tom Lewis.
Who's that?
I've got to know.
Oh, he's that golfer.
He's a guy.
He's a Scottish golfer.
What the hell's a loggy?
Yeah.
What's that about? I just, look, you know what? The world doesn't make sense sometimes.
No.
I'm quite happy to be here.
Here's what we will say.
Yeah.
Don't throw your money away.
Yeah.
Don't bet on us. Because we're not going anywhere. Literally in a life sense and also in a leaving this station sense.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Diddy Getta, Usher, Without You, it's K-Rock 955, Tom and Loggy.
Sounded like Diddy Getta.
Diddy Getta. Yes, he did, but then he let her go.
Sounds like a country song.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
We've got our local newsman, Adam, in the studio at the moment. Good morning, mate.
Morning. How you doing?
Good. We're good.
That's good.
Some world news we're going to get from you today.
Yes. Yeah, which is rare.
It is rare.
Well, you generally focus on what's happening locally and nationally.
Yeah.
But this is some canal chat.
Yes. First time we've had canal chat.
Oh, is it? I've had canal chat before, and may I say, it's good chat.
It's good chat, yeah.
And being world news, it is a far canal.
Yeah, too. Nice. Yeah. Nice, yep.
It is.
The Suez Canal.
Yeah. Please don't do that again. I can't deal with it.
It felt scary when I was saying it. I'm not going to lie.
All right. So there is a container ship blocking the
Suez Canal.
Suez? Are you sure it's not Suez Canal?
No.
Suez. Someone's calling with a complaint.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's happening?
Yeah.
What's going on?
So basically, I'll just give you a brief background of what the canal actually is. So it connects the Mediterranean with the Red Sea, and it's essentially just a shipping lane or a canal that ships can go through, knocks off days, I think it's about 2 weeks or a bit over 2 weeks for ships to go rather than having to go around the tip of Africa. Yeah. They can just go straight through. So,
yeah. Well, that's nice.
Yeah. It's been around for centuries, in some form or another. So
Yes, right.
Essentially, that's what it is. And about 12% of global trade passes through that canal.
Mm.
So what's happened, this giant shipping container that's 400 metres long.
It's a shipping container ship.
Ship, I should say, not a shipping container.
No, it carries shipping containers. 2,000 of those big...
It's massive. For comparison, it's about four times as long as the surface of Cadinia Park.
Wow.
Just to, give some scale. So it's huge.
Right.
And what happened is it's making its way through and it literally got blown off course by a massive gust of wind.
Mm.
And it's now sort of stuck blocking the canal, which isn't really very wide.
Yeah.
It can't be very wide if the margin for error is that small and a gust of wind can, I'm sure obviously the guy probably who was steering probably wasn't paying much attention if he's that close to the edge anyway, but it can't be that wide if...
Yeah. No. So, the situation is it's literally blocking it now. So it got blown off course. I think they had a couple of problems with the engines as well, so that didn't really help, and now it's literally stuck.
Okay, so they've attempted to do the sort of Austin Powers orange sherbet and kind of go forward, backwards, forward, backwards, forward, backwards and try to get out of it, but it hasn't really worked. They've tried to get little tugboats in there. Now I've seen pictures that they're trying to actually dig the ship out.
Yeah, the nose of it.
It's stuck in the sort of mud, sort of rocky areas of each, of the side of the canal. So it's going to take a while to somehow get it out. Not sure how they're going to do it, but they are working on it. I guess the implication now is that all the ships that want to pass through can't. So
they
either have to wait or they have to go around the tip of Africa and spend another 2 weeks on the sea.
Ugh.
You know what they should do? They should get someone with a Hilux. Just
pull it
and a winch.
Yeah.
Park on the side.
Well, there's an ad. There's an ad in that, I think.
Yeah. 100%. Can we just ask, though, before we let you go, there was a picture of the GPS, right?
Yeah.
And it looked to me like someone
Not just you, mate.
It looked to everyone like they were trying to draw a D&B.
Bit of a rude drawing.
Standard drawing.
Yeah.
It's a male reproductive kind of very
organ.
Basic.
Yeah,
put it nicely. But it was pretty basic, wasn't it? It's a pretty basic
not
organ.
Not much detail.
But
to be fair, it's a shipping route.
But the deal with that? Someone messing around or was that just an accident?
No, it wasn't deliberate. It was just inadvertently... That's how it's obviously moved. And
he's done a little circle.
Done
and
a
he's
circle
done another and, little circle. Mm, and then he's done a big kind of
an
lap around.
Yeah. So I don't think they would have time to do that. So it's just, as I said, it's because of that wind that pushed it.
Yeah.
It's obviously, made it difficult. And then that's
how
it's turned out. So.
I don't believe in the wind. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's the right.
I kind of feel like, damn, that's something people would do. Like, oh, let's draw a D&B. And then it's gone off. It was a win.
Nah. He's doing doughies and doughies, and then he's just ended up on the footpath.
How strong's that wind? Come on.
All right. Well, that is an unfortunate situation that is unfolding. And of course, we'll keep you up to date with K-Rock News. Thanks, Adam.
Pleasure.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
What you thinking about, mate?
Yeah, mate.
You know when you're writing up a document and you copy and paste something?
Yes.
Why does it feel heavy when I've copied it? And if I'm holding it, it feels like I'm actually holding something. Like I've copied that word, it feels heavy to me.
Okay.
Do you get that?
Not really.
Really?
No.
Oh, well, that's just what I've been thinking about, mate.
What you thinking about, mate? Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
You said to me yesterday something that made me go, oh, yeah, and just kind of move on with my day. And then later in the day, I remembered that you'd said it to me and I was like, hang on, what?
I feel uncomfortable because I don't know what's coming.
Surely not.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
are you going to out me? Am I going to be embarrassed by this?
No.
Okay.
If you are embarrassed by it, then it serves you right. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's on you. It's not on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
As usual. Yesterday you were telling me about the night before, so Wednesday evening.
Yes.
And you were like, oh, yeah, it was like 7:30. It was beautiful outside or whatever. And I was out in the yard.
Yeah, it was raining. It was really lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell were you doing outside in the garden at 7:45 at night, you know, 7:30, 7:45 at night? What are you doing? And what did you say? What were you doing?
I said that I was getting some foliage for the house.
Foliage or foliage?
Foliage.
Foliage.
Foliage? Foliage. Is it foliage? I think it's foliage. Damn! No.
Neither of us are correct.
I was getting some florals for the house.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't have done it earlier in the day. Like, you just, something came over you.
Because,
like,
I'm normally asleep.
That's when you wake up and then you go back to bed half an hour later.
I cleaned the house. Like, I did a bit of a clean and then I got all the vases, right? And
Vases.
I can't say it either way. You. Anyway, so I took out all the old plants and I emptied the water and then I went and I freshened them up.
Yeah, cool.
Because we've got like rosemary and then there's some cute little flowers and there's some, you know, there's some shrubbery that's got nice colours. So I just kind of put it around the house.
Great. So, I mean, that's pretty standard behaviour, isn't it? Just like decking out, you know, cutting some flowers from your garden and putting them inside. That's pretty standard behaviour and not really remarkable in any way, shape or form.
Okay.
How you processed it emotionally is what I want to talk about. How did you feel and how do you feel when you... When you walk around the garden and you cut branches off, or I don't know, sprigs of rosemary and cut
people are going to think that I'm insane. Why do you bring this
mate,
stuff up?
Mate, I wouldn't be worried about that at this point. I think we're well past that.
Okay. I remember what I said to you. I said, I always feel bad. I feel bad when I cut flowers and stuff. And I always think, oh, this is sad. Like, I'm cutting you from in your prime for my only purpose. And I'm always like, thank you for your, I always thank them for their, you know, for their service to the house and the community in general. I feel kind of bad. I always think, oh, and as I'm cutting them, I think, oh, that's sad.
Do you think it hurts them?
No, I don't know. Okay, I'm not stupid, right?
I'm not saying you're stupid.
No, I know, but I'm saying, you know those people that are like, no, we don't pick apples from trees because that's bad and
only eat fruit that's fallen.
I'm not one of those people.
That's stupid.
I grew up on a farm, right?
Yeah.
I know how it works.
Yeah.
But I feel a bit bad. Like, I feel, ooh, I'm sorry. Like,
and so you say some sort of incantation.
No, I don't.
What do you do?
No, I don't.
Once they go brown and it's time to, do you have a little, take them out the back and dig a little hole?
No, I don't. I just say, oh, well, thanks very much. And I
put a little plaque up there.
In the bin.
You know?
I know. What do you want? You don't feel that way ever. You just cut and move on with your life.
No, because they're plants, mate. They're not, you know.
I know it's weird. Mm. I know it's weird. But I still do it. It's not like I don't do it. But I always think, like, I cut it and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Does anybody else out there feel like this? Does anybody else feel the same way as Loggy? I just want to know. I just want to know how.
I'm embarrassed now.
Don't be embarrassed,
mate. I only tell you that I say this stuff off air for a reason.
Do you feel bad when you cut flowers? Do you apologise to plants when you leaves or branches off, that type of business?
Can I go? I don't want to be here for this.
Well, it appears you're not alone because here are the callers. Steph in Geelong West, you've been very patient hanging on the line there. Thank you for that. Now, are you like Loggy?
Loggy, you know, you're a little bit witchy.
I am.
Okay.
So
don't feel guilty. When we take plum plants or herbs or anything like that, we just give them an offering. just a little bit of water, just thanking them. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, see, don't Stephanie. Guilty. Stephanie gets my vibe. Steph, do you have plants, like indoor plants?
I do.
Okay.
I don't have indoor ones. I bring them inside, but I grow lots of herbs and plants.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, and so you get what I mean, right? It's not a
weird. Yeah, of course.
See?
But
good.
Don't feel guilty.
My people.
Just give them an offering and then they're happy.
Okay, see? So it's like an exchange. It's like some sort of currency thing.
Yeah,
going.
See? And do you know what, Stephanie? Tom's not judging you at all, like his face right now.
No, look, I'm
he's very accepting.
I'm impartial.
You're impartial. We've got Tali in Charlemont. Tali, are you here to rip me or agree with me?
You've found your people today because I'm here to agree with you.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. Explain, Tali, why?
Well, everything has energy in life.
See?
So they can hear you and that will come back to you in other ways.
I'll be back. Oh, yeah.
No, Tom's leaving.
I'm just going to head off, guys.
Tom's leaving. He doesn't get it. But you see what I mean? No. Like, I forgot. He's literally left. Don't leave me. He's literally left the room. So, Tali, it's like you kind of just feel a bit weird, yeah? And you just feel a bit bad.
Well, you just have to, like, give in to that feeling and you're doing the right thing.
See?
He's the one that's going to be cutting plants and getting bad energy.
Yeah, bloody oath. Okay, I'll tell him that when he comes back in. Okay, look, I'm gonna lean over the desk here and I'm going to do some work. Michelle from Torquay, do I have you on the air?
You do.
Okay, now you can either rip me by myself and just go hammer and tong or you can kind of agree. What say you, Michelle?
I absolutely agree with you, and I think it's awesome that you're saying that, and I don't think you should get ribbed, absolutely not at all, because everybody has some sort of connection to something that they really enjoy.
This is just beautiful.
And it's an exchange, and it's a beautiful sensitivity, and it's about nurturing, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. Yeah. Okay, hang on. Tom, I'm waving him back in. I'm going to wave him back in. Because he's not going to believe. You're never going to believe that what everyone said, Tom, okay? You're never going to believe. Ken, come back in. Don't leave me hanging here. I'll just have you know that everyone agrees with
me. I just was like, well, I don't feel like I can contribute. did everybody agree with
everyone
you?
Everyone agrees with me.
Did we all take our shoes off?
Yes, we did.
Have we all stopped showering?
We did. Oh, no.
We're all moving to Janjuk.
No, good.
Join me on the commune.